sing I love to call him.
I love to call him.
I love to call his name.
I love to call his name.
I love to call him.
I love to call him.
I love to call his name.
I love to call his name.
Glorify the name of the Lord.
Glorify the name of the Lord.
Who is worthy?
Who is worthy of all praise? Who is
worthy? Magnify the name of the Lord.
Magnify the name of the Lord.
Give him glory.
Give him glory and all praise. We know this name.
Hey, I can call him.
I can call him.
When I need him.
When I need him.
He's my friend.
He's my friend. He will lead
me. Sing,
everybody call his name.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, everybody.
Cristo.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I stretch my hand to thee, to no other help I know. If thou withdraw thy strength from me, Lord, whither shall I go? Father, it's once more and again, I'm calling on that great name, Jesus. Because there's power in that name. And God, I thank you for your presence being in the midst of us right now. And God, you are blessing us in that right early. And I thank you for the mighty move of you, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look down upon me right now. Anything that will hinder me, God, from not preaching your word. God, in the name of Jesus, I come against it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. No, God, I thank you for anointing these lips. Clear minds. That I might preach your word to your people. Then give them a listening ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto our church. We thank you in advance. Saving. Sanctifying. Baptizing, filling, healing, delivering, setting free by your mighty power. God, this is my prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. And amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We praise the Lord for that choir. Voice of Victory, singing that selection on tonight, because we can call that name. Now, you might call Marlene. Ain't no power in that. But if you call Jesus, there's power in that name. That delivers in the name of Jesus. I don't care what way you look at it. Just call him. If you don't believe me, try him. See, won't it move? See, won't it come? See, won't it deliver? Hallelujah! Woo! I love to call that name. Praise our God. I'm happy to be here tonight. Had to get that off first. Woo. But God is so good to us. And he do all the praise that we can give him. And our sister said on tonight, praise God, that what we come for, to get revived. And if you get revived, something ought to happen. Something ought to move you. If you get revived now, hallelujah. But if don't nothing touch you, you'll just sit there and look at me. But on tonight, hallelujah. By the power and the authority of the Almighty God, I hope something fall on you, get in you, shake you loose, whatever you need on tonight. I hope God give it to you. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Let me slow down a little bit. Because I'm happy. Jesus make me happy. Hallelujah. Other things make other people happy. But I get happy about Jesus. And I don't care who know him. Because I'm not ashamed of him. What he gave me, it won't done in a corner. Good God Almighty. And wherever I go, hallelujah, he'll hike up. And I get happy too. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But let me get my preliminaries. Let me get them out of the way. Hallelujah. We do honor this fine pastor. Pastor Burnett. Hallelujah. We thank God for him. Even allowing us to come this way. Amen. Praise God. We see Pastor away back there behind. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then I see Bishop Graham out there. And is that Sister Beattie? Thank God for Sister Beattie. Amen. I want to get them so I won't miss nobody. And I wrote some name down. I got Elder Lewis, our presider on last night. And I want to stop right there, y'all. I sure miss their mother, Sister Lewis. I miss her. And I thank God for that lady. Amen. Praise God. And to Eldridge Green, I got my baby right on tonight. Praise God. Elder Bess, Edris. They said Edris, Bess. Amen. And Prophet Williams in the back. Pastor Hatton and his wife. Hallelujah. Pastor Waddell. Praise our God. I thank Elder Walker so much for the introduction. Amen. Our minister Hawkins and our minister Bass. Amen. Now, all the other ministers that I didn't call, I want you to raise your hand. Praise our God. All them beautiful ministers in the back. And is that Dr. Sayin Hubbard? Yeah. Thank God for her being here on tonight. And y'all, I want to thank God for my church family. The best church family I know. Hallelujah. And I'm so happy to see Mother Green here on tonight. She know why. All of my church family, I thank God for you. Praise God. And I tell you, ever since Pastor Wade, revival down there, baby girl has been catching her a ride. Amen. Praise God. And Sister Joyce, you know I love you. You know I do. And you too. I love you. See, you call one name, you love everybody. You want to call them all. But I thank God for every one of you that's in here. And I even see my son, Carlos, in the house on the night. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! God is doing great things. Yes, he is. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah! Woo! Thank you, Lord. So we praise God. Amen. For getting the preliminaries out of the way. Keyboard player, drum player. The rest of my choir, all of y'all, you know I love it. Now, y'all, if you ask me, Pastor Duncan, is there a word? That's what I want. Is there a word? And I will tell you, yes, sir. There is a word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to note today in the book of James. James, the first chapter. And praise God. Let me get it. James, the first chapter. So what I want to do is, I'm going to start with that 17th verse, okay? A little idea of what we'll be coming from. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and come down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creature. Amen. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay upon all filthiness and superfluous and gnarliness, and receive with meekness the engraved word, which is able to save your soul. 22 said, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Lord, have mercy. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. And for he behold himself and go his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. Amen. You may be seated. And we're going to preach a little bit, talk a little bit about this word on tonight. And I want to leave with you, amen, river of revelations. Rivers of revelation. So you won't forget the topic too quick. And I'm going to cry that this river now is a natural stream of water, larger than a brook or a creek. Come on now. It's telling you something right there. Amen. And then when we look at Revelation, Revelation is revealing to others of something privileged unknown to them. Is that good right there? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been in the position in the past where every time you open the Bible, you receive a revelation, a river of revelation? Amen. Well, does it seem lately that the rivers run dry? Well, if so, I strongly suggest that you backtrack to the last revelation God gave you. What? Amen. Back up and see if you ate on it. If you did what God showed you to do. If you didn't, well, you need to start again, digging into that revelation, and then putting it into action in your life. Amen. River of revelation. You'll soon find new revelation. Amen. That which is revealed. Are beginning to flow. Talking about that a river. Now a river don't just sit there. A river flow. And this one we're talking about is the Lord's river. That flows. And you'll see revelation is most profitable where we are acting on the word. It more produce, more fruitful. Come on now, where we act on the word. Now, if you got the word of God and praise God, you ain't acting on it. You just talking it. You heard it, but you ain't doing what it said. Woo! Praise God. I have discovered that for myself again and again. The more I act on the word, the more I see into it. That's why James 1:22 said, tells us to not only hear God's word, but be a doer of it. Huh? It may seem that the thing God has revealed to you is very insignificant. They may not even make good sense to you, to your natural mind. But you got to do them anyway. Don't seem like much sense to you. Do it anyway. Because God once said it, it's right. Amen. And if you had an insight into the spirit realm, you'll see they're far more important than you think. See, it takes the spirit for the revelation knowledge of his word. Amen. And his spirit has to be in you. Amen. See, you ain't doing nothing on your own. Huh? It's the Spirit of God. And we take it in by faith. Because we believe what God's word says. Open God's word anew today. Coming for him with expectance of a fresh revelation of the scripture, and commit to him to follow it up with action of obedience. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Be a doer of God's revelation and not a hearer only, and your river will never run dry. Good God Almighty, you ought not be like them dry bones in Ezekiel. Hallelujah. But if you got revelation knowledge of God's word, the more you feed your spirit, the better off you'll feel. More joy in your spirit. More peace. More understanding. Hallelujah. Woo. Now, concerning hearing the word of God, we are required to prepare ourselves for it. How to hear it? Receive with meekness. Come on now. Got to be humble. Come on down. Come on down. Got too many high-minded, sedated people wanting to know more than God knows. But I'm here to tell you, there ain't none of us know more than he knows. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So with meekness, the engraved word, which is able to save your soul. In hearing the word of God, we ought to receive it. Don't just hear it, but receive it. And when you receive it, you'll do something about it. Receive it as the stalk does the graft, so that the fruit which is produced may be not according to the nature of the sour stalk, but according to the nature, praise God, of the gospel which is engraved, praise God, into your soul. Amen. We must therefore yield ourselves to the word of God. Amen. With most submissive. Huh? Submissive tempers. Some of us got to learn how to control our temper. Amen. Got to learn how to reduce it. Huh? Amen. Because the devil don't care who you are. And how many times you say I'm saved and filled up with the Holy Ghost. He's going to come and try you. He'll try to get you out of character. And that's his job. Hallelujah. But you got to have some message to temperance. Praise God. This is to receive it with meekness. Being willing to hear of our faults and taking it not only patiently, but thankful. Thankful. Somebody told me about. Huh? Be grateful. Thank you, Lord, for letting me know. Rebel a revelation. Hallelujah. God will let it flow. In all our hearing, we should aim at the salvation of our souls. It is the design of the word of God to make us wise to salvation. Wait, how come it was the word comes to make us wise. But we act like sometimes the foolish man. Amen. Called a foolish man has said in his heart that there is no God. Hallelujah. But we know for a surety that there is no God like our God. Thank you, Lord. So what is to be done after hearing? Hearing is in order to do it. Come on. And the most attentive and the most frequent hearing of the word of God will not avail us unless we be also doer of it. So that means we can hear it all we want to. It ain't gonna profit us nothing if we don't be a doer of it. Hallelujah! It's time to be a doer of God's word. Quit coming to church time after time. Lord have mercy. Hear the word of God and then go back out the same way that you came in. Nothing for nothing. Leave nothing. Woo! Thank you, God. It is not enough to come on now. Remember what we heard. It's not enough. Amen. By hearing a self-deceiver. When you're talking about that bar, that means naked hearing. A self-deceivers. Self-deceit, come on, will be found the worst deceit. Praise God at last. Huh? So what is the proper use of the word of God? The use we are to make of God's word may be lent from it being compared to, come on now, a glass in which a man may behold his natural face. Now I want to talk on this glass a little bit. This glass, it said, this is a mirror. Yeah, I'm going to get to that, baby. This glass is a mirror. And what this mirror is for, it is to let you see what you look like before you come out in the house. Now, if you look in that mirror, if your hair ain't right, if it's sticking up on your head, you need to stop. Amen. And pull your hair down. Because the mirror has told you what you look like. Now I got to say this, y'all. Lord, have mercy. You keep on looking in that mirror. Lord, have mercy to let you see. Praise God, if you dress long enough. Is it loose enough? Is it high enough? It'll let you see what you look like. Hallelujah. Now, if you're a child of God, you want to respect God. So you're going to come out there looking right when you come out of there. Now, that's the natural mirror. But the spiritual mirror, which is the word of God, will let you see yourself. If you're a liar, if you're a backbiter, if you're a cheater, hallelujah, the word of God will let you see. If you're a homemonger, whatever you might be, the word of God will let us see what we are. Hallelujah. That's why we got to get in the word and let the word get in us. Then we'll know what we look like. Good God Almighty. And it starts from the inside. If it's on the inside, it'll come out on the outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As a looking glass shows us, come on now, the spots and the defilement. Praise God. Amen. The dirtiness upon our face. Huh? It'll let us know. So the word God shows us our sins. Huh? Amen. The word lets you know what sin is. Huh? The word of God is a mirror. And a mirror lets you know what's going on. It shows us what is amiss. And that word amiss means, praise God, in the wrong. That it may be amended. That it may be fixed. And what the, whatever it is. Praise God. When we attend to the word of God, so as to see ourselves, every one of us in here, all of us. The word is for all of us. So don't say I'm picking nobody out. But the word is for all of us. From the pulpit to the door. Amen. Our true state of condition and dress ourselves anew by the glass of God's word. This is to make a proper use of it. Now, will you dress yourself up with the word of God? Huh? You ain't gonna put your helmet down on your feet. You ain't gonna put your belt around your neck. Amen. You ain't gonna put your shoes on top of your head. Whoa! Do something wrong. So we got to dress ourselves up in the Word of God so we'll know how to live, know how to treat one another, know how to act towards one another. Oh, if you got meekness, it'll show. But honest, if you got some rage in you, that gonna show too. That's why you got to dress yourself up in the Word of God. And don't just be a hearer, but a doer of God's Word. We have here an account of these who do not use this glass of the Word as they ought to. Come on now. Listen. In vain do we hear God's word. Huh? These is the one that don't use it like they ought to. Amen. In vain do we hear God's word. See? It ain't hidden nowhere. Ain't nothing taking a hope. It's in vain. It's nothing to you. It's worthless. Praise God. In vain we do hear God's word and look into the gospel glass. Yes, and if we go away and forget our spots, right, and forget our remedy, right, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise our God. These are the ones that's doing it in vain. Because you saw it. You saw that big spot up there on your forehead. Hey God, you saw that big hatred up there. Hallelujah. Amen. You saw it, you looked at it, you said, whoo. And keep right on going. And don't do nothing about it. Well, it was in vain for you. Now, this is the case of those who do not hear the word as they ought. Those also are described who hear aright and who use the glass of God's word as they should do it. They heard it right. And then when you hear it right, you'll do something about what you hear. And that means it won't be vain to you. Now listen, the gospel is a law of liberty. Liberty. Whatever you bound up with. Amen. The law is liberty. A liberation. Praise our God. Now, the ceremonial law was a yoke of bondage. Huh? The former acts was a yoke of bondage. But the gospel is a law of liberty. And in hearing the word, we look into the perfect law. Come on now. When you hear, then only do we look into the law of liberty as we should when we continue therein. If you don't continue in it, you haven't looked into it as you should. Those who thus do and continue in the law and the word of God are and shall be. Come on. Blessed in their deed. So I dare you to do it. The word said you'll be blessed in your deeds. Huh? Because your deeds ain't evil, but your deeds are good. And you'll be blessed. Wow. In your good deeds. This blessedness does not lie. Come on, in knowing. But in doing, come on, the will of God. You can't just know it. The children know it. Some of the adults know it. But you just can't know it. You got to do it. It's not talking. Love, some folks just love talking. Amen. Do a lot of talking. But they won't do nothing about their talking. But we got to walk, praise God, that will bring us to heaven. In other words, you just can't talk it out. Hallelujah. You got to walk it out. You got to do what it say do. That's what I mean by walking it out. Hallelujah. You hear it? Then you got to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm about getting to the end. But how we may distinguish between a vain religion and that which is pure and approved of God. Right. Amen. What is a vain religion? If any man among you seems to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Huh? Amen. You can't bridle your tongue. Huh? Don't y'all know that we know that the Lord know everything? And if God know everything, he knows our heart. Amen. And there are times we know things ain't right, but you can't say nothing. But when the time is right, and that needs to be said, it will be done, decent, and in all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In a vain religion, there is much of show. When men are more concerned to seem religious than reality to be so, it is a sign that their religion is but vain. Some people do stuff to put on a show. Yeah, to be seen. It appears that they're right. Huh? But that show, eventually down the line, it will be opened up. And the Lord will let you know that it was just a show. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we need a spirit of God. Amen. If you got the spirit of God inside of you, he is a director. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll show you the way. Hallelujah. You don't have to keep falling, getting up. If you obey the Spirit of God, he'll see you through. You got to obey all the way through the Bible. My husband used to say, obey God. In a vain religion, there is much censoring of others. Yes. Pray God, other finding fault. Yes. Blaming and condemning others. You always can see there's somebody else, but you can't see themselves. Amen. The word is right, y'all. This is river of revelation. Amen. And when we hear people ready to speak of the faults of others, that they themselves may seem the wiser and the better one. This is a sign that they have but a vain religion. Amen. The man who has a distracting. What I mean by that, taken away, to withdraw, to subtract. Tongue, come on now, I explained to you what it was, cannot have truly humorous, gracious heart. You can't have one. Amen. You are always trying to pull somebody else down. Don't try to help them. Amen. You always finding fault. You always seeing somebody else wrong. Hallelujah. But we have to watch ourselves. Check your own self out first. So you try to help somebody else. Hallelujah. So they had a song that said, sweep around your own front door. So you try to sweep around somebody else. Huh? If you ain't right, get somewhere and sit down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't try to tell somebody what you ain't doing. Amen. In a vain religion, a man deceives his own heart. When once religion come to be a vain thing, how great is the vanity? Vanity, vanity. All is vanity. Where in true religion, amen, consists, it is the glory of religion to be pure and undefiled. A holy life and a chargeable heart show a true religion, a true salvation. I don't like to say religion. We need some salvation. We need a spirit of God in our lives, directing our path. That religion is pure and undefiled, which is so before God and the Father. So true, amen, religion teaches us to do everything as in the presence of God. Compassion and charity to the poor and the distressed. From a very great and necessary part of true religion. Visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. That means that I have a condition of pain, distress, or grief, a great sorrow and suffering. Hallelujah. We ought to be able to visit them, to help them out. By then we are to understand all who are proper object of charity, all who are in affliction. And if the sum of religion be drawn up into two articles, this is one. To be charitable. Come on, what did that mean? What did that mean? Lovable. Doing things, helping people. And relieve their affliction. An unspotted life must accomplish an unfrail, amen, not a hypocrite, love and charity. Huh? Don't be no hypocrite. You don't want to do it, don't do it. And if you're mad about doing it, you need to get somewhere and say that. Huh? You got to have a willing heart, a willing spirit to be able to give, to be able to love one another. Hallelujah. To be able to help one another. Hallelujah. We got to get it together, because we want to go to heaven when Jesus come back for us. We want to be ready. To keep himself, listen, unspotted from the world. I'm about through, y'all. The world is apt to spots. Is that right? And blemish. Amen. Fillable, the suitable for. Amen. And the soul. And it is hard to live in it and have to do with it in the world and not be defiled. But this must be our constant endeavors. We got to keep on trying. Don't give up. Keep on doing the will of God. And herein, praise God, consists a pure and undefiled religion. Amen. You got to keep on going. Quit rolling up your sleeve. Pretending like you're something that you're not. And God already knows what we are. So we got to live this life. So when Jesus come back, we'll be ready to go back with him. Good God Almighty. Amen. So now is the time to get rid of the spots and the wrinkles, the curves, and all that stuff. Your evilness, your hatreds, hallelujah, being evil to one another. We gotta love one another. We gotta treat one another right. Lord have mercy. You tell me with your mouth, I love you. But deep down in your heart, you don't love me. And the Lord, he knows everything. Hey! Hallelujah. So we need to get that river of revelation. Get it down in your soul. Don't just hear what I said on the night. And then you go right back out. Keep on in your own self way. If you want to grow in the Lord, you got to do something about it. Yeah. Amen. You got to learn how to treat one another. You got to learn how to act right. Wherever you go, you got to stand up for Jesus. Everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Not only the church house, witness, but you got to be out there in the street. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you get the Lord, get the love of Jesus deep down in your heart. Huh? You'll find out what I'm talking about that river of revelation. You say, oh my God. I ain't know that was in there. Have y'all ever read the word? And you run across something and God just... Oh my God, this good. See, when you get the revelation knowledge, you get joy, you get strength, you get peace, you get happiness. Woo! And torment can be all around you, but you'll walk in the peace of the Lord. May God bless y'all. Heaven smile on your soul. River of revelation. Amen. Praise God. Is there one tonight that need a little help? Huh? Amen. I ain't gonna do like I did on last night. But we'll have a corporate prayer. Amen. If somebody needs something, stand. Or you could come around the altar. We ain't gonna lay no hands. We're just gonna pray the prayer of faith. If you need some, come and get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. If not, we just have a prayer. Everybody's standing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your word on tonight. God, let it be in our heart like a fire burning in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us on every leaning hand. For you says how you look know. And you know every situation in this building on tonight. And we thank you, God, for elevating your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Elevate them, God, to a higher level in you, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, increase their faith. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, have your right of way, God. You know best for every one of us. Meet the needs of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. For you knows all things. God, we realize we can't do nothing without you. We're leaning and depending on you, Lord. We need, Lord. We need your spirit down on the inside of us. We need to be filled with your Holy Ghost power. God, it'll help us to do right, night right, and to live right. And God, we thank you for the mighty move in this place on the night. For your people, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory. God, continue to bless the pastor of this church in a special way. Help him on every leaning hand. God, touch him from the crown of his head down to the sole of his feet, Lord. Have your right of way in his life, God. Even the more. Bless his whole church family as a whole, God. In the name of Jesus. Help them. Oh, God. One by one, God, then help them to come together. Love one another. In the name of Jesus. Pass away her church family. Bishop Graham. Her church family. Oh God, Pastor Waddell. Her church family. Oh God, all the ministers, all the prophets. God, intervene. Oh God, all the church family. God, need the need, Lord. Open doors, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our doctor, husband. God bless her in a special way. You know all about her, God. In the name of Jesus, mount her up, God. Even the more in her spirit. Pastor Hatton and his wife. God, move in their church family. Move in their lives in a special way. We thank you for the victory, Lord. You so good to us. You ain't been so good, but you're so good. Woo! And God, we thank you. You are so good. Continue to bless the whole remnant of the church in a special way. Don't forget my grandson, Joshua. We looking for a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We decree it in the name of Jesus. Let the way be made. Let the door be open for your will, for your glory. Thank you for Susan's son. In the name of Jesus. Fix it, God. Fix it. Fix it, Lord. Like you said you would. Don't forget Bob Green. Don't forget the Lord. Touch it tonight. Yeah, God, in a special way. In the name of Jesus. Mahampton and her family. Told them to pray for them. And God, fix it. Minister Linda. Touch of God, give her a special touch. A special touch. A special touch from you, God. For you knows everything. Whole household of faith. Intervene, God. by your mighty power. And we thank you for the victory. This is our prayer. Name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray. And amen.
Jesus went to Calvary.
Revelation. To God be the glory. We just thank God for that word on tonight. We want to thank each and every one of y'all for coming out and sharing this revival with us. We're truly grateful and thankful for Pastor Duncan and her family. Has truly been a blessing. And if you came in looking for something, it was here. And if you leave without it, it's your fault. Because God has been here both nights. Thank you, God. At this time, we'll turn it over to Pastor Burnett to have the last word in the closing. Do you want to? You're going to close us out, Pastor, after you give words of it.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This has been a wonderful revival. And we praise God for every word that's been spoken here. Yes. Everyone that came in the presence of the Lord in this house, in this revival. Praise God, because if you missed them, you won't hear. Your body was here, but you won't hear. Hallelujah. But he was here for everybody. And praise God for the presiders and the choir and the ushers and lay people and everybody else in the house. Praise God. We're glad to see you here. Praise God and helping us to worship the Lord. The devil been on my track, but I'm going to keep going. Amen. My time to go through. Praise God. And the word told me in everything, not for, but in everything, give thanks. We're thanking him for bringing me through whatever it is. He did it for this, and he did it for that one, and he did it for me. And he'll do it again. Hallelujah. And we pray God for all of that. And we heard Pastor mentioned the word and preaching at Elder Lewis last night. It's what I've been trying to get over to God's people. And if you were get in that river and search out the revelations, you wouldn't be mad with nobody else. You won't have to worry about what's going on. Because all you would need to do is know how to praise him. If you praise him in everything, you can't be praising him and mad at the same time. Now that's you in the word now. Because the word says, bless him that persecute you. Anybody in here been persecuted? Do we see it as a blessing or do we see it as a curse? You got to see it as a blessing. Why? Because the word said, bless them that persecute you. Bless them. Okay, that lie on you. We walk around here mad with somebody called that lied on us. That's not what the word said. It said rejoice. Anybody rejoice when somebody lie on you? Or do you go try to get it straightened out? When the word tell you to leave it alone. And I will do it for you. Be still and know that I'm God. We don't give God time to do nothing. We're going to give it and do it ourselves and leave what God told us to do alone. Because then you're doing that, you're lifting him up. And as you lift him up, it's going to cause all to be born unto you, unto him. Bless everything. And the word says, you know it. And you know that all things is working together. So whatever it is, it's going to turn out for my good. It's going to turn out for my good. And it's working for my good. Why am I trying to block it? If it's working for my good, why am I trying to knock somebody else out for doing good? You see it as evil, but God means it for your good. Because he's going to turn it around. You mean it for bad? God switched that thing around. We can get in that river and float in it. Don't get in it struggling, paddling this and paddling that. You need to relax in the word. And then we're going to have to say, it's hard. That's what my Bible says. He said, my yoke is easy. And it can't be hard and easy at the same time. My yoke is easy. And my burdens are light. What's wrong? You got his. I mean, you got your own burdens. But he told you to take his. Exchange your burdens for my burdens, the Lord said. Yours is heavy. But mine is easy. Yes, yes, take the easy road. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This pain comes and goes in my back and right heel. I had a procedure done Monday. And it probably fully kicked in 2 weeks, so I got to go to next Monday. And if it doesn't feel the kicking, then God still got it.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
At least it's better than what it was. And he told me I got to suffer. So whatever it is, just keep saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And everything's going to work out just like he said it would. Thank you, Pastor Duggins. You blessed our heart. Praise God to be here. Glad to have you here. And they were asking for revival. Now I'm finding fit work around for the COVID to settle down. Okay? Because we don't want that revived. Okay? And we thank God for you. Because if you couldn't do it, I was going to wait on until you could. That's the way the Lord put it in my heart. And I'm patient. A lot of people don't say, they'll say, I don't have patience. But you got patience. If you got the Holy Ghost, he got patience then. You just got to let him use. You got something to put on the shelf or you don't want it. Let the patient that he got it on, cause the fruit of the Spirit is love. Fruit of the Spirit, that's what the Holy Ghost produces in you. Love is one of them. But if you keep on reading down there, he said, patience. Now, the Holy Ghost is going to do what the Holy Ghost is supposed to do. You just going to have to use it the way God told you to use it. And then everything else is going to work out. God bless you. Come again whenever you can. Love you all.
Amen. Praise God. You finished, Pastor? Okay. Praise. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give Pastor a hand clap of praise. We thank God for the words of wisdom that he gave us. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. And we thank God for this great revival and for everyone that came out. Praise God to my dear sisters, Pastor Wade and Pastor Wadell back there. And Pastor Graham, Bishop Graham, and my baby in the back, Dr. Hubbard, and to all the beautiful ministers and pastors, and thank y'all for coming. Lord Hammers, I don't know about y'all, but I feel good. Oh, God! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. It make me holler. Pastor, why you say it make you holler, make you shout, and make you cry when it's real? Hey, God! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Praise God. So I thank God for all of you. Praise God, the great minister that's around us in his pulpit. My prophet William and my church family choir. Drum player, keyboard player. To all of y'all, you know I love you. Minister Belinda's back there. Amen. I thank God for seeing Sister Beatty here tonight. Amen. And Elder Walker, my own ministers, and Minister Hawking, and
Minister Bess. They helped me out. They helped me out, y'all. And I thank God for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not that I don't call myself no big nothing, but they helped me out in my old age. But I thank God that in my old age, I still got my dreams. I still got my heart. In my old age, I feel like giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I learned, y'all, if we get more excited about Jesus, some of them things can't touch hold of our body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because sometimes they try to ease up on me. I said, in the name of Jesus, get off me. This is God's property. Hallelujah. And I'm just standing on the word. Because it's a river flowing in my soul. Revelation knowledge. I got the power within me to speak to that enemy. Woo! Thank you, God. We getting ready to go home. I done preached, and the preacher man stirring up again. Hallelujah! But he's good, y'all. Somebody out there taste and see that the Lord, he's good.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
their hands. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, rest, rule, and abide with us. His now and forevermore. Sing with the choir as they sing.
Let the church sing.
Amen.
Let the church sing.
Amen.
Oh, let everybody sing.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God bless you all.